The five best recruiting habits. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 127. Happy New Year and welcome to our first episode of 2019. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And this is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. I dig in and give you takeaways that you can use immediately. Now, you can find every episode on my website, recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app like the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn, Radio, iHeart, and others. Go ahead and subscribe on one of your favorite podcast apps, and you'll have it front and ready for you. Every Tuesday is when we release this, except this week, you know, we had New Year's Day. I'm thinking, hey, I am going to take the day off too, and here we are on January 2nd, and you've got your first episode of 2019. Hey, I want to offer you something free here. It's the Recruiting Power Pack. Lots of people downloading this. You got three elements here, three tools that will work for every sports family. It's a must-have. The first one is called The First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship. You can understand the first four things you should do right away. It's a PDF download, and it's something that I wrote. So go get that. Also, you receive When and How to Use Video. This is an audio tutorial that I put together on one of the most important topics. That's video. A lot of misunderstandings about video. And the third thing in the Recruiting Power Pack is the player profile or resume template. A lot of families getting good use out of that. It's all yours free. It's the Recruiting Power Pack. I just want to give you a taste of Recruit Me. If you go ahead and get it, it's at recruitme.com. There's a link in my show notes. Hey, be sure to check out Recruit Me 3.0 at recruitme.com/system. It's the new Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship System. Hope you had a good holiday week, and maybe it lasted longer than that because you're getting ready for Christmas and then, man, into New Year's and watching all the bowl games. Now, here we are, starting 2019. It's a real shock when this happens in the middle of the week, isn't it? Everybody goes back to work. I don't think anybody's back in school yet, right? But parents, you're back at work, and you got the New Year's resolutions and all of that, and hopefully one of your resolutions this year is to get an athletic scholarship for your son or daughter. And we're going to talk about the five best recruiting habits. Talk about getting off to a good start in the new year with right habits, things you need to do, healthy stuff. Well, when it comes to your athletic scholarship and recruiting health, you got to have good habits, and I've got five of them for you here. You may want to go back and listen to this a few times to remind yourself, like in June. You go, what were those things I was supposed to do? I was really excited about it early on. Well, here are the five things. Let's run through these. A great way to start the year. First thing is, you got to reach out to college coaches. It's not just a one-time thing. It's ongoing. Reach out to college coaches. If you sit around and wait, athlete, they probably won't find you. And you want to go to a school that is the best fit for you. So you've got to take the initiative to find those schools and reach out to the college coaches. They love that. They love that. I've talked about that over and over again, and this is a habit you have to develop. It doesn't mean, as I said, you just do it once. It's got to happen over and over again. It's got to happen throughout the recruiting process. There's going to be some schools that are on your radar, then off your radar. New ones are going to come on your radar, and you got to reach out to those college coaches. Don't get wary of that. It's a habit that will yield tremendous dividends, tremendous results. Parents, this is where you can help, because it's not always the student athlete who's going to really want to do all this work over and over again continually, and you got to be there at their side to encourage them, not to scold them, but to encourage them in this process and help them. You jump in there as well to help them in this process. Now, as you reach out to college coaches, the coaches want to hear from the athlete, not the parent. Well, just as we did with our kids, you can be the person behind the scenes who's helping make this happen. But the upfront person needs to be your son or daughter. So there you go. One recruiting habit out of five, reach out to college coaches. Second one, it's related to number one, but habit number two, and this is really a habit because it goes on over time, it's stay in touch with coaches. If you've got a coach who's interested in you and you stop communicating with them because you think, hey, he or she's interested in me, I'm on the way. It's really up to them to follow through. It's up to them to recruit me to their school. It's up to them to offer me the athletic scholarship. They just need to keep showing interest. Well, it's a two-way street. You need to show interest as well to the coaches and the schools. That's how you stay on their radar. Stay in touch with coaches. There's ways to do this. The best way is kind of put it on your calendar every quarter where you reach out to coaches with an update. Maybe it's your latest grades. Maybe it's your latest stats from your recent season. Could be your schedule coming up for coaches to be able to see you compete. It might be your SAT scores or ACT scores. Something solid that is a good reference point that the coach can add this to your file, and it's vital information that they need to know about you. It keeps the line of communication open. Stay in touch with coaches. That is key. The third thing of the five best recruiting habits, the third habit is make school visits a part of your recruiting calendar. You may not even have a recruiting calendar. I guess that's one of the habits you can work in is to develop a recruiting calendar. You don't want to just take this, spontaneously, this whole recruiting thing spontaneously. You need to have a system, and that's why I developed RecruitMe to help you with that. Part of your system needs to be a recruiting calendar, and it's the beginning of the year now, so it's a great time to set up that calendar and be ready, be proactive, and plan ahead. So making school visits should be on that calendar. Some might be local, others different parts of the state, others may be long trips. You can't make a lot of those visits, but you go face-to-face with a coach, you show up, it speaks volumes to him or her. It also gives you a chance to get a feel for the school, a feel for the program. There's things you can't find out online, a lot of things. Things you can't find out by FaceTiming with a coach or the admissions office. There's things that you will know and feel when you go and visit that school. Make school visits a part of your recruiting calendar. That's one thing I regret we didn't do enough of. We did some, but we could have done more. We didn't really have them on our calendar. We didn't plan very, very far ahead. If we had taken a year and said, okay, in April, we're going to visit two schools. In July, we're going to hit three schools, and they're all grouped together. And then in September, go ahead and make those school visits part of your calendar and put them right on your calendar. Coaches love it when you visit. It shows that you are truly interested. The fourth habit, and when we talk about habits, we're talking about things that you're doing more than once, more than twice, but on a regular basis. And this is update your introductory packet every quarter. Now, why do you think I'm saying that? It's because it's not a one and done thing. You're going to have schools that pop up, as I said, on your radar that you haven't contacted yet, and you want to get information out to the coaches. You'll have coaches contact you, and you want to have an up-to-date introductory packet ready for them. The introductory packet is the intro email. Now, every email needs to be custom, but there is a quote-unquote template that you can have that you can fill in the coach's name and the school and everything, and you have your latest information in that email. Then your player profile, that thing that I'm offering as part of the Recruiting Power Pack, the player profile needs to be up to date. If you send something out that is old, coaches, it's going to turn them off. You want to make a good first impression. So go back every quarter and update your intro packet. There may be times where nothing changes because you are in between seasons and nothing has happened in the last quarter in your sport. But I bet there's some things that happen academically and other things that you'll have on your player profile. It's good to go back, check it out every quarter, make the changes that you need. So that's the fourth thing. The fifth thing is to look for new programs and opportunities. Look for new programs and opportunities. When I'm talking about programs, I'm not talking about computer programs and apps. I'm talking about sports programs, of course. And so what are those schools that may be surfacing on your radar? You've got to go out and look. As you move along in the recruiting process, your interests change. You narrow down what's important to you because you've had the real-life experience of going through the recruiting process, visiting schools, understanding more what your interests are as you go along. Things are different when you're a sophomore and then a junior. Your interests change. You're narrowing down those interests. So look for new programs, new schools that fit what interests you have. Look for new opportunities. New opportunities, like, is there a camp at one of those schools that you are interested in that you could go to? Is there a showcase? Is there a combine? Those are the opportunities that you want to look for. And make a habit of that. Maybe put that on your calendar every couple months. Look for new programs, new schools, and opportunities. There may be a coach who has been recruiting you, and then he changes schools midstream at the end of that season. Well, now you've got the opportunity to look to that new program the coach may be at. Those are five things that you can do, five what I call best recruiting habits. Reach out to college coaches, stay in touch with coaches, make school visits a part of your recruiting calendar, update your intro packet every quarter, and look for new programs and opportunities. Now, before we go, I want to give you one tip. This is a new feature I'm adding this year to the podcast. It's the playbook tip of the week. Something that is simple that you can remember and act on. I'm so big on being simple. I'm so big on actionable items, and that's why I've created the playbook tip of the week. It comes from my athletic scholarship playbook, my book on Amazon. Before I get to that, I do want to remind you that if you haven't yet gone and downloaded the Recruiting Power Pack, please go ahead and do that. There's three things in there that will really help you, especially that template that is your player profile or resume. So go get that at recruitme.com. Now, here's your playbook tip of the week. From my playbook to yours, here it is. Most schools' recruiting budgets are limited, and coaches rely on you to contact them first. That's right out of the playbook. Most schools' recruiting budgets are limited, and coaches rely on you to contact them first. Well, that's it. If you want the entire playbook, you can get it on Amazon. But that's it for this week. Again, a happy new year. I'll be back next week. I got a good series of shows coming up that will get you in the right frame of mind and taking the right steps of action in this new year. If you have a question, don't hesitate to email me at John, J-O-N, at recruitme.com. John at recruit-me.com. Thanks, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.